T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. From coast to coast, abortion rights advocates are lining up, including here in New York, where protest rallies are planned in Foley Square late this afternoon. You'll want to tune in to 1010 Winds traffic once that begins, and also later tonight at Barclays Center. Meantime, Juliet Papa was at New York City Hall today, where advocates gathered on the steps to voice their reaction to the presumed fate of the landmark decision.
Angry and emotional voices were heard on the steps of City Hall. City Council Speaker Adrian Adams questioning and challenging the Supreme Court draft opinion on abortion.
I resent any male telling me or my sisters in the United States of America what the hell we can do with our bodies.
Amanda Farias is the co-chair of the council's Women's Caucus.
New York State and New York City must remain a safe haven for abortion access and care for all.
Speakers urged protest fundraising and implored the U.S. Senate to legislate the preservation of abortion rights. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds News.
There is also reaction from state leadership. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says that it will not work, that is, to try to overturn abortion as a federal law here.
And my message to those who will deny this fundamental right, basic right, you don't want to mess with us. You don't want to mess with the state of New York. And I assure you, this is a fight that you will not win.
In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says he actually expected this, saying the writing has been on the wall for some time now, with more than 24 states already lining up to limit access to abortions. He says the Garden State doesn't have that problem.
If the court indeed does take this awful step, this decision will have no impact on New Jersey state law or the full right to reproductive freedom under our state law. This remains fully intact because here in New Jersey, instead of hoping for the best, we prepared ourselves for the worst.
In fact, New Jersey and New York are preparing to assist women from other states by providing access to abortion services. You heard it before, when it comes to real estate, location, location, location. So if you're looking to rent an apartment here in the city, it seems that nearby subway stops are key. According to a new report by RentHop, rents have gone up the most near major train stations. The 5 subway stops with the highest median rent for one-bedroom apartments are Union Square, 4th Street, Times Square, 42nd Street, Grand Central, 42nd Street, and West 4th Street and Herald Square, 34th Street. Well, of course, those are high rent districts, as they put it. Rental prices have not only recovered, but soared past pre-pandemic levels. But you still might find a bargain, or at least something more reasonable, if you look for a place just a stop or two away from the most popular subway stations, it says here. Bill de Blasio appears to be owning his unpopularity in a message to President Biden. The former mayor wrote an op-ed in The Atlantic in which he says, quote, unfortunately, somewhat of an expert at being unpopular. And he goes on to say the president should learn from the mistakes made during his time in City Hall and spend less time managing problems and more time showing folks what a better future would look like. De Blasio expanding on his message in an appearance today on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Touting his work in Washington to help veterans, small business, and those with student loan debt, Governor Hochul today introduced Hudson Valley Congressman Antonio Delgado as her new number 2 lieutenant governor there. Delgado will replace Brian Benjamin, who you know resigned last month after being arrested on bribery charges for allegedly directing state funds to a Harlem real estate investor in exchange for thousands of dollars in illegal campaign contributions. Not clear yet when Delgado will take office. There's been an arrest in this morning's deadly shooting in the Bronx. 25-year-old Edison Cruz charged with murder, manslaughter, and criminal possession of a weapon. Darius Radjias has more from the scene in the Mount Hope section.
A triple shooting at this popular neighborhood deli has people who live around here shaken. Armani Phillips says she comes here a lot.
It's going to be a moment before I go back into that store. I can't do it. You know, I just can't.
Police say gunmen opened fire into this deli here on East Burnside Avenue, hitting two 34-year-old bystanders and killing a 31-year-old man. Cops say the shooting happened after an argument between the shooter and the deceased. Jolanda Richards says she's worried about her friend who was shot.
It's not safe. You can't even walk in the street with your kids anymore. You can't do anything, you know? It's just getting out of control now.
Darius Ramsey is 1010 Winds in the Mount Hope section of the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.